Yes, in the Irish Girls Finals yesterday, and indeed the week that was in it. It was in the week that the Irish team for the Irish panel selection for the European Championships in Rome, of course, which is on, actually kicking in at the end of next week, so everybody be aware of that. And then, of course, the local selections, Mark English, he's on the team, he runs 800 metres, and Kelly McGrory included in that 4x4 relay squad, which is so, so vital and so, so important for her, because, you know, her mind and her mentality is set on being on that squad come Paris. So, you know, that's a step in the right direction, being on the squad for Rome and the European Championship. So well done to her. And then, of course, during that week too as well, 1:44.95 for Mark English. That's the fifth fastest time he's ever ran. And, you know, it's a season's best. All the races that he's ran this week, not this week, but this season, this outdoor season, have improved. He's improved. He's actually getting close to his Irish record. So very, very, very encouraged by all of that. He was running down to Castellón in Spain and produced that, of course. So well done to him. And then, of course, we turn our attention to the schools. We turn our attention to the Donegal schools and Donegal athletes that have done well. And they did do well. You know, we had... We're talking about medalists, you know, so, so many schools represented, so, so many in the top six, top seven, top eight, but we'd stick with the names of those who were in the top three. And we had people like Oran McBrearty of St. Columbus College Tranorder, 2:14.85, in a very, very tight race. 4:15.40 won it. So a victory there for him, 1,500 metres intermediate. Then with Emer McCarroll, 1,500 metres. She was second as well. Second, and she's a Loretto Grammar, and she runs out of Finn Valley. Riona Doherty, back in business. She won the Ulster Schools. She broke the record on the Ulster Schools long jump, and she finished second on this occasion from St. Columbus as well. And Blaine Lynch from OMA CBS, he got third in the javelin. He'd be disappointed with his throw. He didn't get over 50 metres, and he did get over 50 metres in the Ulsters to win it at 53, but he was high 40s on this occasion. So that was that. Then we had you know, Keelan McFadden was involved in a massive great race, Keelan McFadden from Loretta Milford, of course. He returned 1:53.54, and not only did he do that, but he got a qualifying time for the European Under 18 Championships, the young Chrysler lad. So that's a good result for Loretto Milford, so well done to him. And also from Loretto Milford, Michael Moore. Really, he has to be really delighted with himself. He finished second in the 800 meters intermediate, and he'll take great encouragement from that as he approaches the Talton Games, which is a selection meet for the Irish Schools team. So we wish him well. Then we go down the road then to you know the Lifford contingent, Strabane contingent, and a great result for the Holy Cross College from Strabane, who represents that Lifford Strabane area. They won the award for the best senior girls school at the championships, mainly down to people like Ashlyn McCardle. She was second in the hurdles. She had a great result on the shot, winning the shot. And then Ellie McCurdy had a massive big throw once again in the javelin to win the javelin. So that produced great points for the Strabane school. So well done to them, to Holy Cross College. And they compete out of Lifford Strabane. Then we had Kiva Gallen, as you would anticipate, big high 59s, hammer. She won that. She's St. Columbus Tranorder. And indeed, an interesting thing there, the second athlete in that hammer intermediate girls came to Murrin McBride of Deal College. So a 1-2 there from the Donegal connected story there. And indeed, Kiva also finished third in the shot. So well done, Deal College. Really, really well done there. And Cabrina Pine, also from Deal College. She was a javelin winner on the Friday evening. So well done to her. And then we turn the page and they have more information here. We have Loretto Letterkenny, a good day for them. They won the inter-team, the under-17 schools team. They are the best schools team in that age bracket in Ireland as a result of their performance yesterday. Things like Cody Gallagher in the high jump finishing third. Aoife McGeehan, intermediate javelin, finished second at 37:40. And Aaron Freeld, a big, big, big run for Aaron Freeld over 300 metres. 39:22. She's running well. She's running well over 200. And she's hoping to be on a relay team come the under 18 European Championships. But she has improved dramatically. And her coach, Catherine McDevitt, is just over the moon in and has put so much effort into her. So it's a team effort there. So well done to them. What else? Aoife McGeehan from that school as well, from Loretta Letterkenny. Intermediate javelin for her. I may have mentioned it, but anyway, no harm. So then Harry McIlwain from the Royal School. He was got two medals. Long jump, he finished second, and he got a bronze in the 200 metres. So that's Harry McIlwain in the junior and the junior age section, which is under 15, and he's from the Royal School in Raphoe. So good luck on to him. And Keelan Kilbride from Mayenya and Bundoran, 1500 metre steeple. He competes out at Tyrconnell. He was third, so well done to him. And he'll have a go at getting on that Irish Girls team as well. Also, Owen Boyle from Abbey Vocational, high jump second. Jimmy Kennedy, triple jump from Abbey Vocational. He gets second in the triple jump. And Anderson, she gets second in the discus. So also all from Abbey Vocational School. So that's kind of pretty much it. Just on my other sheet here, what have I got? That's pretty much it. That's it all wrapped up. But the big story is really a lot of Donegal schools in on the act, and that Loretta Letterkenny relay team, 50.02. Well done to them. They won the gold, which is, as I said earlier, contributed immensely to their getting the best school in Ireland, which is a big deal in the under 17 section. So excellent in terms of Donegal there. 50.08, sorry, for that relay team from Loretto Intermediate Girls. So look, what can we look forward to? Well, we can look forward to the Talton Games. We can look forward to many Donegal athletes being in the Ulster Schools team. And then let's see, can we make the international team? And that continues to be exciting, and we'll have to wait now till next weekend. Also, we've got the Ulster Clubs Championships, and that's from 14 to 19, and no doubt once again Donegal athletes prominently hitting the button there. So again, well done all, and it was a good Irish schools overall, a lot of different events covered, and good weather into the bargain.